This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode, new week of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we're going to get a little started with... today I want to talk about fear, basically. The four-letter F word, right? It's up there with shit, fuck, and all the other words that... I'm probably not going to say the C-bomb. I'll leave that one to your imagination, but you just heard it in your head, so that's good enough. So, what's interesting about fear is that we're... I was actually in a conversation with someone in my seminar yesterday, and they said about how everyone nowadays has anxiety, but that wasn't really common back in the day. But everyone had, you know, 10 years ago, everyone had chronic fatigue. And it's interesting that it could actually be similar feelings and sensations, but different labels. And I think that's something, as an easy example, like that's a whole nother, you know, hour and a bit conversation. But I think there's an easy example to lead into going, well, the same thing could be happening with fear, really. And what I mean by that is, with fear, it's like we go, oh, I'm fear, you know, I fear this, or, you know, we sort of are scared of something, so we fear it. And really, what we're not doing is actually understanding that that fear is still, well, if you want to call it, let's just call it fear for the sake of it. Maybe that fear is telling us something that we need to know. Maybe that fear is giving us, you know, maybe that fear is a beacon of saying that if you move towards this thing, then on the other side of your dragon, I hear me say it all the time, on the other side of that fear, on the other side of that dragon, is what you actually truly want. And we may think that, you know, when I say what you truly want, you may think of a material thing. Now, it's really, really, it's not likely that we want material things. Really, because what happens is that you get the material thing and you're happy. Well, you're actually not. You're kind of excited, right? Because this is another conversation that I have a lot. It's like, and actually the same person in the seminar said, when, you know, when you're a kid and you're jumping around and you're happy and you're allowed to show up, but as an adult, you just don't show it as much. And it's just like, well, that's getting happy and excited mixed up, right? If you think about excited, excited is the dog before the walk, right? Because he or she is just fucking amped for this walk. You know, he's just ready to roll and he's running around doing circles and all that kind of stuff. He's excited about the future. He's happy after he's been chasing the ball and he's sitting down buggered with a ball in his mouth. Yeah, panted on line just then. But that's when he's happy. So we got to make sure that we're not confusing excitement and happiness, right? And what she's getting at with that thing of saying, like, you know, when you were younger jumping around, you get excited, but now you're not allowed to show it. It's like, well... we really have to make a different distinction of what we're meaning with the words we're using. So when you get the material thing, you're excited, you know, or leading up to it, right? You're excited waiting out the front of the iPhone store, or you're excited waiting for the thing that you ordered to get to your mailbox. And after you go to the mail and you pick up your Amazon delivery, boom, there's your dopamine and you're good for a while until you order more things. And that's me with books, you know, literally. And so the thing about that, though, is recognizing that that's not happiness. Right, that's not happiness. I've seen it. I had a client one time come across overseas with me, and she was so keen to get this drone. She was so keen. She was so excited for it, and she went and purchased this drone. It's a beautiful drone, right? I don't know how much it was. You know, like $2,000 or $2,500 or something like that. I can't remember exactly. It might have been cheaper than that. But my point being with this drone is that when she got it, she didn't even use it. She didn't even use it. She opened it and she was so excited, and then now she had it, it was gone. It's like, if that's not a window into your personality and where you're at with things, if that's not a beacon for you, then I don't know what the fuck is. And that's not a criticism on her behalf, because if I look at myself, I do similar things, right? It's more so not whether we do it or not, it's whether we're aware of it, right? That's the big thing here. Are we conscious of this? Are we aware of this? And that's a really interesting question. So the thing about fear is that there is benefit to considering to reframing fear. If we see fear as a beacon, we can now use fear rather than fear basically using us. And this is a really big distinction here, right? And that's where it's like, my question is, what's your relationship with fear, for one? Two, what is fear actually telling you to move towards, if it was, right? Let's play that game for a second. Fear is telling you what... it's the beacon. What you should move towards. What is that thing? Now, if you were to paint a picture of the future, of the best case scenario moving through that thing, how would you feel? Probably content, right? On some level, probably happy, right? You'd be able to close that, you know, that tab in all the windows that you have open running on your internet, right? Mental internet, if you want to play that. So here, when looking at this, we got to understand we have to choose. We first have to understand that we create the meaning, right? We're the meaning makers. And then we have to choose what we want to do with that. Do we want to keep fear effectively running us? Or do we want to face and use fear as that beacon to move towards? And this is where it's really interesting, is that my question then being, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the fear to go away? Because it doesn't. Like, the fear never goes away, just to clarify, right? People that say they're fearless, they're not fearless. And it's that quote, which I think can be sometimes corny, at least I get it that way. It's like, feel the fear and do it anyway. I think there's a lot of you know, weight to that. I think there's a lot of beauty to that. But that's really what it comes down to. It's like, you're going to always feel fear. But so we have to reframe it so we can use it and not let it use us, right? Fear doesn't go away. But when you move through something, you may find that fear dissipates. And over time, you understand you get a similar feeling, but you reframe it. It's actually excitement. You're not scared. You're not anxious anymore. It's the same sensation, different frame. We have the power to do that with fear. And I encourage you to consider looking at that. Because this is what I really want to get to with talking about fear and where it's leading us. This is what I really, really want to get to. I want to ask you this question. Are you playing the game? Or is the game playing you? Now, this is beautiful on so many levels, right? I really mean that. I mean that in, like, are you playing the money game, or is that money game playing you? You're like, no, I'm winning the money game, man. I'm making more bank. It's like, yeah, you're getting in more debt, buddy. Yep, you're just paying some more CEO bank accounts. That's all you're doing. Like, you got to look at that. And I'm not saying don't make money. I'm not saying don't master money. I'm not saying don't donate money and don't have debt. That's not it. You only really truly know the answer, and it's probably not the first thing that pops to your head. It's probably a few questions deep, but are you playing the game, or is the game playing you? And the reason why this is so beautiful on so many levels is I want you to think about this for a moment. When I ask that question, I'm also talking about the game in your head, the frames around that. And what's a frame, right? So the term, the coaching room uses this a lot, it's the frame running the game. Okay, I'll give you an example of that. There's never enough hours in the day. That frame, that belief will run my game, and then I'll make sure there's never enough hours in the day, right? I'm always late. Yep, I bet you are. That's the frame that you're running, right? And then, yeah, it's I always have bad luck. Yeah, you'll fucking look for it too. These frames run our game. And so that's where I'm asking you, are you playing the game, or is the game just having you on, buddy? Is it just playing you? And that's it. And you won't know. Some people will never know, actually. Some people will get to their fucking final days and they're all jaded, and then they tell the next generation to fucking be hippies or some shit like that, because they're just like, you get to the end and you're like, what was that for? What was that for? What, so I could resell my couches and fucking buy, swap, and sell? That's what it was for? Because we know these things don't make us happy. So what does? Really, what does? Going to a fucking dog park with dog treats. That's what makes you happy. All right, team, I'm out. Thank you very much once again for listening. If you found this podcast beneficial, I would love it if you would pass it on to some of your friends. As always, jump on my Mood Prep online community. If you just, there should be a link in the comments section of this podcast, but it may not link across. So if it doesn't, just jump on Mood Prep online on Facebook, requests, and I'll let you in there. I share some of my resources there, and I'm just in the mix of also having a what's called the Human Movement Mentorship, but I'll release some more details around that. For now, I just want you guys to enjoy the podcast. I'm really grateful for you listening. I'm really, really grateful when you guys get in touch as well. So I just want to say this right now, is that if you guys never pay me a dollar and you listen to every single fucking podcast and you make changes in my life, that makes it so worthwhile. You have no idea. So I love your faces and every other part of you. Whole, love the whole of you, not the whole, whole, okay? Team, until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.